Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback LaTanya, where your voice can be heard.
Good morning. It's your girl, Minister Kim here, and I'm excited to be with you this morning. How often do you hear yourself saying, I'm tired, I'm too burned out, and still there's more for me to do? This is a good one. I'm not Superwoman. My question this morning is, if you feel this way, why are you still operating in the same manner? Today we have a woman of God to inspire us to let go of the Superwoman syndrome. She is Kwanzaa Gibson from Owings Mills, Maryland. Shout out to Owen Mills for sharing Kwanzaa with us today. We'll be back on Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim.
Understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
Christian publisher, author, conference host, speaker, radio host, and ministry consultant. She is the president and CEO of First Fruits Publishing, the founder and director of Girlfriend Therapy, and the president and the CEO of the Consultant and Communications Group. Blessed with the gift of creative communications, Kwanzaa travels the country helping men and women of God establish themselves in the truth of God's word in both life and in business. Family, help me welcome Kwanzaa to our station. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning, Minister Kim. Thank you so much for having me. It is absolutely a pleasure to be here with you.
It is actually an honor for you to be with us. I'm excited to have you here. We pray that this will not be your last time visiting our radio station. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I want to talk about you. I know you are doing phenomenal things in Maryland, and I know that you're a wife and you have children and you have a lot going on with you, but yet you still take the time out to minister to women and men who feel burdened. They have tons of responsibilities. They have their hands in multiple things. You know, we always say, oh, we can multitask. We have it. And a lot of times, I mentioned it earlier in my introduction, women feel like they can have this Superwoman syndrome. Like, how do you balance it all? And hopefully you can help us out today, because I want to help somebody let the load off of them, because it's taxing on our bodies, it's taxing on our health, our mental state, on our families, and I could go on and on and on, but I want to decrease and just tell our audience a little bit more about you, and then we're going to go into some questions for you, if you don't mind.
Oh, that's perfect. So do you want me to answer the question about Superwoman syndrome?
Yeah, well, let's just tell us a little about you. I just mentioned I know you married and you have children, and I know that you run a phenomenal company, various companies. And how do you do it all and not feel the Superwoman, not feel overwhelmed and frustrated in the task that you have? Or, you know, let's be true, do you feel like that, but you just keep going. Like, you know, what does Kwanzaa do?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been married for 25 years, so my husband is an amazing covering for me as I do the work of ministry. We have two beautiful adult children, so that makes, you know, my schedule a little bit easier because I don't have small children to take care of. But there was a time when, of course, my children were much smaller and, you know, as a busy wife and mother and just trying to juggle it all. I certainly understand that superwoman complex, but I think I got the revelation early enough that I was able to kind of refocus and regroup and know that I can't do it all. And what I really realized that's worked for me and my family, particularly when my children were younger, was to have a schedule and have a routine. And so, for example, my kids, they napped on weekends when they were home, so that gave me time to rest. It used to be funny, like some of my friends who had children around the same age as my children, they would say, how do you get a nap? And, you know, how do you take a bath? You know, there's things that, you know, people take for granted. And really, at the end of the day, it really came down to having a routine and a schedule. And, you know, having kids on a schedule, having a bedtime, a designated bedtime was wonderful, not only for giving me my peace of mind, but giving my husband and I time back together. Because we were a military family, my husband is since retired, but because we were a military family, we never lived around family, so we didn't have the luxury of the kids going with, you know, their grandparents for the weekend or anything like that. So it really was just this small unit, my husband, myself, and my children. And so we really had to find a way to make it work where, you know, my husband wasn't feeling neglected, and I wasn't neglecting myself, and my children weren't feeling neglected. So it, you know, it really was just about structure and having a routine in my family. Now, I can say as my children got I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No, continue. Go ahead.
And I was going to say as my children got older and, you know, God had called me to ministry, you know, that was another layer to add into it. So there was, you know, a certain level of juggling then. But even with that, I tried to involve my children. Like my daughter is, you know, very much involved in girlfriend therapy and the ministry work that we do. My husband is in charge of all our AV, so he, you know, he's a part of the ministry. My son is involved, as involved as he can be, despite not living here in Maryland with us. So I just make it a family affair, and, you know, we are doing, you know, if I'm doing publishing work or if I'm doing, you know, consulting work, you know, I just really try to involve my family as much as I can. But even also with, you know, with my publishing work and the other work that I do, my kids, my husband and I became empty nesters. You know, we kind of sat down and said, okay, these are the things that I have on my plate. My husband, these are the things that he has on his plate. And so we just made a schedule, even now, with the two of us. So my thing is Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays are my business days, and everything else, you know, so if there's a meeting, I push it to Tuesday. If there's an interview, it's like a Tuesday or a Thursday. So having a schedule has really just been my saving grace, honestly, from the time my children were small, even up until now, you know, with my husband and I just enjoying our emptiness.
Yes. Definitely can relate to the emptiness syndrome. But the key thing that you keep reiterating, and I hope that our viewers are listening to this, is that routine and schedule, how important it is to do it. And even now at a later time in life, you can still do it, because I know you started out when your children were young and you explained to us that you were a military family, so you didn't have, you know, the extra support like from the grandparents that will take the children weekends. So you had to work out a schedule that benefited everyone in the family, which was great, and it worked, and even incorporating later on in life, even when you are empty nest, because you still have your ministry, you still have your other things that you want to do, your husband has his stuff. So how do we still come together and maintain us as a couple with all the other pressures of things that we have engaged in? So I think it's true, crucial that we come up with a routine. And I won about a routine. People will be like, call me bionic, whatever. I am a routine girl. Take me out of my routine, and I'm just scatterbrained. I'm like, wait a minute. Nope, this is not my routine. This is what I need to do, because it helps balance my day. It takes the load of just pressure from life, from responsibilities off of me. So, ladies, moms, single moms out there, you can get that bath time. You know, we got to shout because you talk about that. You got to get that bath time. You know, you got to learn how to put the children to sleep. It's not what they want. You got to, like, let, hey, we all need to take a nap. You need a break. You need a debriefing. You got to do what's best for you. So already we didn't open up with, guess what, Kwanzaa, and gave us some good stuff right there for the family to help you take off that cape, that superwoman syndrome cap, and do something that's going to be worthwhile for you. When we come back, we're going to have more with Kwanzaa talking more about a scripture that she recites and she believes in, but we want to talk about why. How did this scripture connect to her soul, and now she wants you to own it. We'll be back on Voices of Hope.
Hi, it's Marcia, founder of Women on the Rise and Why. Our mission is to encourage and empower women and assist them to reach their goals personally and professionally. Women learn to organize, prioritize, and develop strategies that will enable them to feel balanced and fulfilled. Join us for our 5th annual Women on the Rise Forum and Expo happening in New York City on October 19th through 20th. This 2-day epic event is for women entrepreneurs, coaches, authors, event producers, and small business owners. Will be filled with speakers, presentations, and panels that will provide you with useful strategies and actionable steps to help you rise and take your career and business to the next level. For more information, visit our website at www.womenontherisenY.com. See you there.
Kim, and with us today, we have Kwanzaa from Maryland. We're going to talk about how to release the burden that you are holding on to. You got to get rid of some of that baggage, ladies. You too, men. We're not leaving you out. But, Kwanzaa, I was able to look at your website, which I love your website. It's very warming and inviting. So we're definitely going to get our viewers over there, amen, to follow you. But as I was reading, one of the first things that hit me was the scripture. And you open up with the scripture that really helps us to really define why it's so important to not carry the load when God tells us not to. So you talked about, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. What did this scripture do for you that now you incorporate it in your girlfriend's therapy session?
I think that scripture really is you know, I often say there's this foundational scriptures that are really just important as you approach your faith walk. And that is certainly one of those foundation scriptures that is extremely important. And I think the words of it, you know, cast your cares on me, you know, those, it's just simple. It's very simple. And sometimes we make it difficult. But what it spoke to me specifically kind of really ties into the superwoman syndrome, in that we often try to do so much. And I think a lot of what we do is not necessarily what God has called us to do. And so I think that it requires a certain level of wisdom and discernment as we, you know, everybody wants to leave a mark in this world, right? Everybody wants to do something amazing and leave a legacy and, you know, be known for something great. And I think sometimes when we're just chasing after that, you know, oftentimes we lose sight of really the purpose and the will that God has for us. And so I think in our pursuit to chase after, you know, that notoriety, if you will, I think in our pursuit to do that, sometimes we add extra luggage and extra baggage and extra burdens on ourselves. And, you know, when God says, you know, his yoke is easy and his burden is light, you know, that is his will for us, because he's already made the provisions for us to be able to do it. And so one of the things I often say when I talk to women, and even in when I consult with pastors and ministry leaders as well, is helping them to recognize what has God called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of times we don't listen for what God has called us to do, but we try to pursue the things that we want to do. And that's a huge difference. I always say that, you know, where God has called you, that there is provision there and there is favor there.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the midst of it, you know, it's not to say that it will be easy, but it is, you know, it is finished. And
mm-hmm.
so what that means is that he's already equipped you to do it, to do that. And I think that as women, you know, particularly, we can entangle ourselves quite a bit in us trying to do stuff. And I think a lot of it probably derives from just not knowing really who you are and not really identifying with the purpose and will that God has for you. And, you know, you hear people talk about it all the time, but I think that that is a very real thing. You know, the purpose mm-hmm. that God has for you is a real thing. And, you know, the will, his will over your life versus your will for your life is a real thing. And I think we just surrender to that. That's all a part of the, you know, casting your cares on him and laying down your burdens and all that, and picking up what it is that God has for you.
Awesome. Worded correctly. Love it. But let me be the devil advocate.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I read the scripture. I believe it. But when things are coming at me, responsibilities from the home, from the job, I want to do something that I find pleasure in, I'm still mm-hmm. trying to balance, and yet there are unexpected events that are occurring in my life. I seek the face of the Lord, and I cast my cares upon him. But you know the old saying, you go to the altar, but right when you get up, right behind you, you're dragging your troubles with you. How do you really let go? And I believe the key word here is trust. Trust God. Trust God with whatever you want to cast on him and really truly leave it. And like, sometimes you got to self-talk yourself out of things, like, nope, I'm not going to pick that up. Nope, I'm not going to do that. I find myself doing that sometimes. Nope, because I'm a giver at heart. You can just
uh-huh.
tell me, you know, I don't have no milk. And I'm like, okay, we go to the store and I'm buying you, you know, groceries instead of just milk. I have to do the extra. And I had to, again, go back and say, God, is this me or am I bringing glory to you? So what my question is how does this woman, especially a single mother, I was a single mother, so what do you say to, in counseling, to a single mother that, you know, you give her the foundational scripture and you share with her some things about, you know, routine and structure, and yet she comes back to you again and say, Kwanzaa, that doesn't work. You know, I'm still battling at night. I'm not resting because I feel like I have still so much to do, and it's not enough time in a day, because I know you hear that a lot. There's not enough time in a day. I need more than 24 hours a day. Yes. How do you handle that?
Well, a couple of things. One of the things that I often say is let God be God.
Mm-hmm.
I think far too often we try to put ourselves in a place of God. With my children, I actually just did an article about this, and, you know, with them, I'd say, you know, whenever I part with them since they were younger, you know, I would say, you know, have fun, be safe, listen to the Holy Spirit. That is, again, a real place. I think when we as believers get out of the place of looking at our faith as just a theory and really putting it into practice, that there are some things that we will be required to do. And getting out of the way and allowing God to be God is one of those things. And not adding the but to it. So when you say, Lord, I'm giving this to you, and that's it. And one of the things that I do, even for myself, is when I find myself connected to it emotionally. So if there's something going on, if I have to have a difficult meeting or a difficult conversation, or I want, you know, to go into business in some kind of way, and I find myself being really emotional behind it, one of the things I always say is, Lord, take me out of it. That means take my desires out of it, take my emotions out of it, and have your way. And if I have to say that to myself 50 times a day on the same situation, that I do, that is about being conscious and is about being aware. So it's one thing to leave it at, you know, to take it to the altar and, mm-hmm. and think that you left it there and then walk away and realize that you still have it. But it's a whole other thing to you know, go to the altar and then pick it right back up with you. I think that we have to give ourselves a little more credit in knowing when we've not really laid something down, and I think we all know that, you know, whether we share that publicly or not, we all know when we're still holding on to something because everything in us tells us that we're still connected to it emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what I often tell women really is, first of all, take your faith out of theory and really put it into practice. And don't go, you know, don't say, I know this, but there is no but. Just what does the word say about it? Period. One of the things that I do even during Girlfriend Therapy Radio, just that platform is really getting people to a place where they understand that their faith is theirs. That is an individual walk first, and that what God is developing in them is being developed in them. That's a process. And so we're not going to just get there, but we have to apply ourselves to the process. And so if you know that, like I used to be a worry wart, and my, you know, my father in the faith, he would be like, if I know God is just looking at you like, if she just trust me, you know, because everything was just like, well, what about this and what about that? And, you know, once you solve one issue, it's like, well, what if this happened? And, I mean, I could do that for hours on end. And when I get to the place, it's like, okay, Lord, I trust you with me. I trust you with my children. I trust you with my marriage. I trust you with my career. I trust you with my business. I trust you with my – I trust you with me. And just leave it at that. And wherever you tell me to go, I'm going. Whenever you tell me to stop, I'm stopping. So there's a whole process there, and we have to really submit ourselves to the process and allow God to work in us and prune us and break us and, you know, stretch us in a way that he wants to in order for us to really walk out his will and his purpose. I think we give too much credence to, but I'm just human, or we're just, you know. Mm-hmm. I think we give too much credence to that, because more than being human, we're spirit, and we're spiritual, and we are a reflection of God, you know. And so when we start navigating life from that place, I think it just, it really, it gives you a total different perspective. Gives you total different insight, and really stretching yourself, allowing yourself to be stretched. So even if you pick it up and put it down and pick it up and put it down, just be conscious and aware that that's what you're doing. And, you know, there's no condemnation in that, but the awareness in it is very important, because with the awareness, then you can, you know, you can be, you can be changed, you know, but that change has to happen from the inside, and it has to happen with being, you know, really connected to God and the things of God, really surrendered. You know,
mm-hmm. being transparent, like, you know, honestly saying, okay, God, I need to be accountable for this.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. And I find that, you know, not deviating from the topic, but mm-hmm. I find that that can be hard for some of us, you know, because the first thing that comes to mind as you're speaking is, I feel defeated. I feel like, you know, I'm a failure. In actuality, you're not. You draw strength when you lean on God. When you, like you said, pick it up, you know, you drop it, pick it up, pick it down, pick it up. But at least every day you are, you know, self-motivating yourself, looking at the word of God and applying it to your life. Sooner or later, that very thing that you was holding on to, you didn't let it go a long time ago. You'd be like, wow, you know, I didn't even realize I let it go. But because you're walking now in faith, you're walking in purpose, and you're walking towards your destiny, so that don't even bother you anymore. The stuff that used to affect you don't even have that barrier around you. It's not, you're not even caught up in the emotion of it, because now you are now operating in the will of God. But one of the things that you have to be is accountable. You got to be transparent to God. You know, I in ministry myself, because I, you know, we have the prayer line and we have the Bible study with the women, and I always tell them, I'm going to be transparent with you, because I want them to understand how important it is to be transparent to God. You got, God already knows your heart. He already knows you because he's creator of you. But if you just, God, this is my shortcoming. These are the challenges that I'm facing right now. I need help with it. I know we talked about this last week, a month ago, but it's back up again. It's like you said, you know when you feel burden. You know when you're feeling fatigued. You know when you've taken on more responsibility than you should. Matter of fact, before you even start, you'd be like, why did I take on that position? Why did I do this here? You know, you start talking to yourself, But why? And that's the key. Why did you do it? And sometimes I feel, Kwanzaa, is there's a missing link to us. There's something missing that we are searching to fulfill. So when we come back, I want to talk about that because I know you do girlfriend therapy. We have the radio show. You have the conference. There's a lot that you do. But what happens to this young woman that's broken and she keeps trying to fulfill something with other things when God is saying, I'm all that you need. I'm all that you need. I'm here to fulfill your heart's desire, but we keep reaching out. And I think one thing you did say, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that a lot of times because we don't know who we are. We don't know our worth.
Right.
So if I don't know who I am, I'm constantly searching. I'm constantly getting involved. I take on challenges and all these responsibilities. I'm taking on layers of stuff, and really I'm suffocating myself. I will never get to know me because I'm suffocated. Ooh. All right, I'll be back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, ooh, this is good. I'll be back. This is Voice of Hope Radio with Minister Kim. We are here with Kwanzaa. She is the CEO and founder of Girlfriend Therapy. We need some therapy, girls. We'll be back.
I can't explain how I feel. The love you have for me is unreal. I'm unfaithful to you all the time. I'm ashamed to say that out loud. I'm so sorry, Dad. In the midst of me doing you wrong, I hear your voice say, no, daughter, wrong choice. But when I want what I want in that moment, and I make decisions, I wish that I didn't, and I end up running right back to you.
Welcome, welcome back. Yes, this is your girl, Minister Kim, and we are talking to Kwanzaa Gibson, and we are talking about girlfriend therapy and just how important it is for us not to carry a ton of weight on us. I mean,
good morning.
It's
ridiculous
out here. Lots of responsibility.
Yeah.
We take on various types of roles, and we feel like we can't tell our leaders no. We feel like we can't do this, we can't do that. And I, again, going back to what I said before the commercial, and you can help us here today. Is there a void within us? Is there something that we are missing that we continue to take on and take on and take on and take on? We're stuffed, but we still keep eating. We keep accepting until we become sick, whether it's physical, emotionally, or spiritually sick, because now we miss hearing God, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are burned out, and now you on your back. Saying, why am I in this position? Do you believe that there's something missing within us?
I don't think that there's something missing within us. For some people this will sound too ethereal, but God has made us complete, so we are absolutely complete. I think what tends to happen is that we lose ourselves, which is, to me, is the saddest thing, particularly when you talk about ministry. I remember as a young I was young in the faith, I would have people that would try to set you on a pedestal, and they would use scriptures like, be separate and set apart, and they would put you in this place that was almost like on display. And I remember getting so entangled in that. And I talk about this, I talk about this often, but it was like my faith had been hijacked, and people were telling me, this is how you're supposed to feel. This is, they wanted you to laugh when you wanted to cry, and cry when you wanted to laugh, and, be quiet when you wanted to talk, and talk when you wanted to be quiet. And it was as if my faith was hijacked. And I realized that once I recognized that this thing that God has put in me is for him first and for those who he's called me to second, And I can't do that. I can't be there for those who he's called me to if I'm entangled in other people's perceptions or ideas, even if it's coming from the church. And so I think that's one of the things I often talk about, to ministers and ministry leaders or pastors and ministry leaders, is getting put into this box that God didn't design for you in the first place and being in bondage even in church. That is one of the that's one of the things that just really grieves my spirit so much. What tends to happen is that we become victims of the faith, and it doesn't have to be that way. And I think that God calls us. You know, he talks about all the people that God has called. Often throughout Scripture, it's always fear not, be courageous. And God has called us as ministry leaders to be courageous and to be fearless. And not saying that there's not things that's going to feel intimidating, but knowing how to navigate that. But I think what tends to happen, in, not just with ministry leaders, but just people in the faith and just people in general, is that we allow people to tell us who we are, and it's inconsistent, not just who we know ourselves to be, but who God has called us to be. And so we get so entangled in trying to be who other people have said that we ought to be that we lose ourselves. And so not that anything is missing in us, but we've lost ourselves in trying to fit into other people's ideas of us. And I think that is one of the biggest struggles. You see it, and social media hasn't made that any easier. I mean, you see people, just trying to get it. And whatever it is, they're just trying to get it at all costs, at all expense, and losing themselves daily. Just in this, this desire to get it, whatever it is. So I don't think that there's anything missing in us, but I think that we do owe it to ourselves to really step back from everything that everybody has said that we are. And I actually kind of went through this metamorphosis myself last year this time because I was very much feeling, the pressure of, being in front as a ministry leader and, representing the faith and feeling completely consumed by other people's idea of me and not feeling free to breathe. And so, you talked about suffocating. It's like I can't even breathe, but I'm supposed to walk in this anointing, walk in this call that God has for me. And for girlfriend therapy particularly, because girlfriend therapy is not affiliated with a church or denomination. And so the resistance that I get from just being an independent ministry was amazing to me. The rejection that I got from the church just as an independent ministry was amazing to me. And it was so disappointing. But when I stepped back and looked at what God was calling me to do and the provision that he had made for this ministry, and once I connected to that and disconnected from other people's ideas, of course people were upset. Because people want to control you. They do. Mm-hmm. They want to, they see that there's an anointing and there's a call in your life. People want to use that for their benefit. And often it has nothing to do with what God has anointed you for. And so you run the risk of getting out of the will of God to really be pleasing to people. And I think all of that plays a part in us, losing ourselves. And so for people who feel like something is missing, I would encourage you to take a step back. And go back to what you know about yourself. I think it was in the book of Revelations where they talked about going back to your first love. Go back to the last place that you recognized yourself and start back, take a step back. When I was here in 12th grade, I remember feeling very secure and very confident. Go back to that space and then start walking forward, and letting go, not being afraid to let go of those things that are not beneficial to you. I don't understand when people, we sacrifice for so much, things that are just so insignificant. We fall on a sword and we crush ourselves under things that don't matter, but we're not willing to really go to the battlefield for the things that do matter. And so, again, I would have to say that there's nothing missing in any of us. We just have to get reconnected with ourselves. And that's why I talk a lot about just spiritual maturity and developing spiritually and, taking that religious mask off, taking that, getting from under that religious paradigm and really understand, all right, God, you created me, Kwanzaa. You designed me in this specific way to do what? am really identifying with that. And people aren't always going to get it. You know, I took this study a couple of years ago, and the study told me only 25% of people will really get you. It's like, okay. Yeah. So if 25% of the people that I encounter are the ones that's going to get me, that means 75% of the people that I encounter won't get me, and that's okay. And so we have to be okay with that. You know,
right.
We have to be okay
right.
with that. But what we tend to do is really try to fit into other people's idea of who we are, as opposed to really just being true to ourselves and, you know, and whatever expression that is, just being true to yourself first and then allowing God. And even if we're confused in what we believe is the truth of who we are, you know, allowing the Holy Spirit to, you know, to help mold us and shape us, you know. I think that's what's
yeah.
important. I think we put too much mm-hmm. attention and too much focus on what other people think of us and really
exactly.
get lost in that.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm glad that you clarified it, because a lot of times people feel like, I'm missing this. I miss this, something missing. And
mm-hmm.
God has created us whole. Everything that we need
yes.
is within us.
Absolutely.
And when you do take that step back, you're able to refine you. You're able to really find what's inside of you. I always tell people, go in your box. And find what's
yes.
in the box. We go outside of the box, and we're searching for so much. But if you go in
yeah.
the box, you'll find that your treasure is right there. You've been living in
yeah.
your treasure, but you've
yeah.
never tapped in it because you never found time. You know, time is so important that we abuse time. You know,
yeah.
you hear people say, if there's not enough time in a day for me to, but we actually abuse time. We don't value
mm-hmm.
the time that God has given. God is strategic. Everything that he said, he's really detailed and specific. So he knew that 24 hours was enough for us. He knew an 8-hour shift was enough for some. So we really have to horn in and understand the dynamics of God, who he has created us to be, and live in that box and be grateful. And once you're in that box and find you, you love you, you appreciate you, and you're growing you. And you use the word, too,
exactly.
about spiritual development. You will grow spiritually because now you know who to listen to. Ah, come on now. Now you know who to tune your ear to. You won't listen to the outside voices that's telling you what you should do, what you cannot do. But you'll really start listening to God, because in the box it's just you and God. There's nobody else want to come inside because they feel like you're dead or cramped up. So that's a good thing when you're in the box. But the key thing is that you learn how to tune your ears to the voice
yes.
of God. And that's
yes.
what's important. That is so important that we all tune in. But before we go to commercial, I really want to go back to, you said, take your faith out of theory and practice it. Come on,
yes.
y'all. That's what we're talking
yes.
about. When you get in that box, when you take that step back and you start spending quality time with you and God, when you find yourself, now you can now walk it out. You can
yes.
see the manifestation of God in your life. And guess what?
Yes.
You can tap into that 25% of people that you talked about. And don't worry about the
right.
75% because they belong to someone else. You are assigned
exactly.
to 25%, and that's it. We'll be back on Voices of Hope with Kwanzaa. We're going to talk about girlfriend therapy, this up-and-coming radio show, right, with our sister station, the Brown Stone, every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. Central Time. We'll be back on Voices of Hope.
Mark your calendars and plan to attend the 7th Annual Girlfriend Therapy Conference. Join me, Kwanzaa, and a host of friends as we ignite you to action and encourage you in the faith. Girlfriend Therapy Conference will be held on Saturday, March 25th, 2017, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Westin Hotel, located at 1110 Old Elkridge Landing Road in Lithicum, Maryland, 21090. This is a free conference, so get a carload of your best girlfriends and come out for a little girlfriend therapy. For more information about Girlfriend Therapy Conference and Girlfriend Therapy Ministry, visit our website at www.girlfriendtherapy.org.
Your girl, Minister Kim, we are here on Voice Hope Radio with Kwanzaa. We're going to talk about girlfriend therapy. This is something that you have been doing for quite some time, but now you are on a radio show. You're at the Brownstone, where you know there's many rooms in the Brownstone, and there's many things that can happen there. But one of the rooms is filled with girlfriend therapy. Now, I'm at the door. It's 7:30, and I need some girlfriend therapy. What am I expected to take place throughout this time with you?
Well, Girlfriend Therapy Radio is interesting. We're actually, this will be our third week of broadcasting as a live broadcast. But Girlfriend Therapy Ministry has been around. Like I said, it started as a gathering of women in my living room in 2008. And in 2011, we held our first Girlfriend Therapy Conference. We do it every year in March. And so this March 25th, will be our seventh annual Girlfriend Therapy Conference.
Wow.
And so when the opportunity came for me to do Girlfriend Therapy Radio, of course, I just kind of stepped back and was like, all right, Lord, what does this look like? What does Girlfriend Therapy look like on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
I understand a conference. I understand the forums. I understand the healing circles. But what does Girlfriend Therapy look like on the radio? And, you know, and who am I? Who is Kwanzaa on the radio? And what God, mm-hmm. you know, said to me, was really just protect the message. And I said, okay, Lord, what is the message? And he said, it's a message of faith. It's a message of salvation. It's a message of deliverance. It's a message of hope. And it's a message of restoration. And so that is the message. So whether you encounter Girlfriend Therapy on social media, whether you come out to the conference or one of our other events throughout the year, or whether you tune into Girlfriend Therapy Radio, the message is still the same. And because we're in our going into our third week, I thought it was very important to really just talk about spirituality. So that's where we are right now. The first week we talked about spirituality and religion and how the two are different. And I don't think people quite understand that. And so once we get entangled in religion, we find it difficult to really be attuned to our spiritual self. So the first week we tried to help, you know, untangle people in religion and really help them be clear about themselves as a spiritual being and what that looks like and how that really aligns with the faith and how that really aligns with, you know, God and all of that. The second week we talked about developing spiritual maturity, and you know, and we're going to continue along that path because I think that is really one of the challenges that we have is really understanding, you know, what is our spiritual expression, you know, how do we express ourselves spiritually? And so one of the things that you know, we're sitting here in, you know, Girlfriend Therapy at the Brownstone, you know, we would talk about that, you as an individual, and where you are, identifying where you are in your spiritual walk, recognizing who you are in Christ. One of the terms that I hear people say often, and, you know, I'm certainly going to talk about it at some point, but when people talk about, you know, I want to walk in my truth, you don't have a truth. You know, God is the truth. So what we want to do is really align with God's truth. And I think people get, again, you know, this theory of the faith as opposed to the practice of it. And I just think the practice is extremely important. I always think about, I don't know who it was I heard, but they said, you know, it's a different story when you say, I knew a man who was blind, but now he sees. You know, it's a totally different story when you say, I once was a man who was blind, but now I see. When we can make this thing personal to us, and we can start seeing how God is working in us, and we're not, you know, having to look at what God has done for someone else, but we can see for ourselves how God has delivered us and set us free and drew us up from whatever situation because we don't know where people come from. And we don't know how far God has brought them. We don't know what God has promised them. And so sometimes we're on the outside looking in, trying to tell people who they ought to be and you know, and condemning them for what we think that they're not. But we don't understand what God is doing in them. And so I want people to understand that God is working in them even now, despite your situation, despite what it looks like. And I want people to know that just like he told Hagar, I see you and I know you. That God sees each and every one of us, and he knows us. And the moment that we just surrender ourselves to his will and purpose, then things will start shifting and changing in our lives. And we may not always be able to understand it or even articulate it, but knowing that God is working something in each and every one of us, and my desire for the women that God has called me to is really to get them to understand that despite what they may be going through, you know, despite what the situation might look like, despite what they, you know, feel like maybe shortcoming, just knowing that God sees you, he knows you, he has a plan for you, he loves you, he is ready to walk this thing out with you, you just give him the opportunity, you know, and just surrender yourself to him, you know, you're not surrendering yourself to
religion or a pastor or a particular church or any of that. And even despite what you may have gone through and, you know, in a church or, you know, a situation, but just really, really surrendering to that relationship with Christ, just really surrender and seeing how that works for you and what that yields you. That's really making it personal, to who they are and where they are, and reminding them that God loves them exactly there. Wherever they're going to be, he is right there with you, and he loves you even there.
Awesome, awesome. So we're looking forward for more of Girlfriend Therapy Radio. Well, that's about the end of this show this week. I am so excited that you were here with us as we continue to bring you nothing but hope. Join our 30-minute prayer and devotional call on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on our free conference call line, which is area code 641-715-3630, and the access code is 1003997#. Leave us your prayer request at hope@themorningglory.org. We've had an awesome time with you today, and we hope you did too. Remember to connect with us on our social media sites and join our birthday club for some exciting gifts. Until next time, stay helpful, keep the faith, and spread the love. We love you. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Hope Radio. Connect with us on Facebook. Remember, whatever you have going on in your life, never lose hope. God bless.